Have you got that car they called you to be Salmon Town I draft card? I said, no, sir. I threw that thing away. I didn't have no use for it. Well, they had to write to Washington, and they had it on the books up there, and they got it for mine. That's where I got my first certificate, writing to Washington. They keep a record of all that stuff up there, don't they? So that's the way he got it. And I tell you what they done. Now, before Mama and Papa died, some of them told me, y'all, we went up here for a Note Republic that draws up titles and thing, and he charged me $3 and something. Papa went with me and told that man, we told him my agent and everything. He wrote it all down and stamped it with that stamp like they do when they draw up titles and things or license for cars when you buy a car. Well, they told me that would be all right. Well, they wouldn't accept that. And Papa signed it. So, but I got straightened out. Sandall got it for me by writing to Washington. It didn't cost me but 50 cents.
You know, in the Bible, the New Testament, the first book is...
The what?
In the New Testament, in the Bible, was something, Mark, Luke, and John.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
Well, I couldn't...
Matt.
Huh?
It's Matt.
Mac, wasn't it? Luther, John? I'll tell you, see, I can't read none much. I don't know much about Bible. Only what I hear on television and when I go to church and hear the preacher talk. I wish, though, I could have got a good education so I could have studied the Bible. And on the other hand, of course, it would have been a whole lot better, but I'm going to tell you right now, of course, I know we got good people in churches and bad people and all things. But we have people in churches that I know go down to be first-class Christians and do dirty things on the outside of church that look to me like they go to church to hide, you know, to keep up the people in society. Well, I don't believe in that. I just like I told you about that old man. If I drink, I don't care if my preacher know it. Ain't no use me hide it from that preacher. I can't hide it from the good Lord. I don't care what the preacher know. Of course, I don't do nothing that I don't want nobody to know, nothing that I think would be bad or harmless. And for myself, I'm not bragging on myself, but they could leave that bank open at Zachary. God knows I wouldn't go in there and touch a thing. Now. I don't want nothing that don't belong to me. Just like the other night, you got up here and didn't know where your purse. I'm glad you found it in the car, because me and old lady was scared. Maybe if somebody got that car, you might have thought you dropped it here somewhere. Well, you could leave that purse here, and if you left and I didn't see it, you come back here, it would be there, and everything you had in it would be there. Don't you think it wouldn't? Because we wouldn't have took a thing out of it. I don't believe in that. Well, if you want to live a Christian, you can't do that. You know you only must have what belongs to you and don't take nothing that belongs to nobody else. And I've tried to live that way all night. My daddy told me, and they say the good book says think, the good Lord, do unto others as you'd like to have them to do to you.
You know, at church, the preacher preaches a...
sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
They sing the hymns.
They call that the...
The what?
The piano, the organist.
They play the piano or the organ. Now, we got two in our church up here, an organ and a piano.
So they provide the...
The music.
If you really like the music, you'd say that music was just...
fine.
Or just beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. Now, when my brother's wife died, her granddaughter is about as good a singer as I ever sung. You know, it's in that funeral. They play and they sing, what they call that, a solo? She sung that. And she sung some of the prettiest hymns I ever hear. That girl just about your size, she really can sing. She sung up there. But when my wife died,